This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thought, and then I'm actually going to give out the phone number. We're expecting Alex Jones this hour. He's attending to some emergency business, so we may be on a delay there. Hopefully still can join us, but I'm going to give out the phone number. But the current trajectory, I still think Joe Biden wins in 2024, just because I've not seen anything that would change that trajectory. But I think we're about to cross that threshold, and I think that Biden will be such a damaging president to the deep state and to the Democrat Party, as he's been so far, that they might just say, okay, maybe it's not worth it to have Biden in there again. But also, at that same time, who is going to be the nominee? I mean, they're certainly not going to let Robert F. Kennedy Jr. be their nominee. So what, does Biden, just take a backseat to Gavin Newsom, or how are they going to pull that off? So major shifts of the trend and the trajectory are going to still happen, obviously, between now and 2024. But I'm starting to think, I'm actually starting to change my odds making. If I'm doing political odds making, I'm starting to think actually Trump might be the odds on favorite to be president soon, because there is no doubt there is a great awakening happening in the soul of America, in the spirit, the consciousness of America. And it's more important to snuff that out or try to redirect that than try to just overpower it with Joe Biden again. So I could see the deep state. I could see the establishment letting Trump get in again. I don't believe Trump has controlled opposition. Some people might. I think the result is the same, though, either way. I think I could see Trump getting in again. And maybe they wait and they do a cyber attack in 2027, right before the next election. And so they kind of lull us to sleep. We get the energy turned back on. You know, I'll never forget. It ended up being the perfect analogy. It stuck in my head forever. The night Trump got elected, and I was up here working with Alex Jones, he gave the analogy where he said, I think that Trump's presidency is basically going to be like, we get a breath of fresh air, and then we go right back down. So it's like, imagine America has a 50-ton weight, a 50-ton anchor chained to our ankle, drowning us, and Trump got in and basically just released the anchor, and we swam to the surface and got a breath of air, and then clink, and then that anchor just took us right back down again. And that was the COVID lockdowns, the mail-in voting, and getting Biden back into office. So now we're back at the bottom of the ocean, dying. So I can see the globalists, I can see the establishment loosening the chains, letting us go back to the surface, get a breath of fresh air, turn our energy on, make us feel good again, get us back into that positive energy, positive vibe, lull us to sleep a little bit, and then in 2027, turn the lights out, turn the internet off, central bank digital currency, forget it. It's all done after that. Doesn't matter who the president is. So I'm starting to think that that's now becoming the odds-on favorite for 2024. And I think, unfortunately for Trump, whether he's controlled opposition or not is not going to matter. That's going to be their plan. And he failed with the COVID test, so I can see why the deep state, the globalists, assume he'd fail again on a cyber attack test or anything else. So then you ask yourself the question, would you still vote for Trump if you knew that was the outcome? Or would you vote for Trump thinking he's learned from his first 4 years and he's not going to have the same mistake should they try to pull something like that again? Because, folks, the Biden disaster is so bad that I don't think the Democrats now realize they can't afford to go down with Joe Biden. And Joe Biden has done such damage to the Democrat Party politically that they might just need to back off for 4 years. and just say, you know what, this has been so bad, we need people to not even think about a Democrat president for 4 years, because Biden has been so bad. I'm maybe thinking the trajectory is starting to change there.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Second hour of the Alex Jones Show. Maybe joined by Alex Jones any minute now. But I want to get out the phone lines in case he cannot join us dealing with some emergency business right now. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. And it is Friday, so I'd say we can take a call on whatever you want. But specifically, do you agree with my political forecasting, and where do you lie right now? I know a lot of our... What's that, guys? Okay, we're going to be... Well, now maybe we're going to have to hold off on this. We are hearing from Alex now. We are dialing up. We are getting connected with Alex Jones right now. So let's hold the phone on that, guys. Let me know on the board there what the case is. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com. That's how everything we do here is possible. Your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Notice we don't have big corporate sponsors, big pharmaceutical sponsors, big Hollywood sponsors, nothing like that. Just you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com, where we have great products. If you're not filtering your water yet, I don't understand it. I really don't understand it. Now, I can sit here and go through all the studies where they find lead in the water, glyphosate in the water, the neurotoxin fluoride they actually put in the water. But you can do that research for yourself. You're going to want to get a water filter from InfoWarsStore.com. We already found the highest quality filters at the best price. That's what we have right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I have two of them in my house, including one in my bathroom that I have because I don't even like to swish and spit after I brush my teeth with the tap water, even a water filter for that. Maybe a little bougie, but hey, what can I say? Get your water filters from InfoWarsStore.com. You also support the transmission in the process, but this is a household necessity. Water filters are household necessities. So take care of that and support free speech in the process. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones now joins us. Alex, you've been on a working vacation, but you've broken two news stories this week. Everybody talking about Jamie Foxx now after you talked about it, and everybody talking about Mark Zuckerberg's secret lair after you talked about that yesterday.
I didn't see all that in the news, but you know, really, that's our huge audience. That's the real power of this operation. But I'm glad you brought it up before I came on, InfoWars and funding. So I want to speak to that before we hit these two big stories. I was supposed to be hosting the show today with you, and then I'm going to get on an airplane literally after the show and fly back to Austin. And I'll be hosting all 4 hours on Sunday night and some special Saturday shows and more. So I'll be back in the saddle 110%. But I was unable to do the show this morning at the first hour because several hours I was dealing with accounting. And I'm not complaining. It's just where we are and all the different things that have happened and what's gone on. And I was telling listeners that we finally got back into the black in the last 3-4 months, but actually we are now back in the red. And God just keeps us at this treading water position. I'm not complaining because God works through, you know, through the audience. But I just do want to encourage the viewers and the listeners to understand that we are listeners supported by you. Plus, we have great products you need. And I want to just talk about this for a moment so that people understand the power of the enemy's lies, because this is what we deal with over and over and over again. If you remember back during the first rigged kangaroo court Sandy Hook trial in Austin, Texas last year, where the judge said we were guilty, they put a financial expert on that had never examined our books, seen anything, knew nothing about us, and he told the jury, I've examined his books, and Jones is worth $270 million himself, and his company's worth $150 million or something. So it was over $400 million. Now, at that time, I had less than $1 million in my bank account with huge bills and expenses and things to deal with. My war chest was down to nothing. And Free Speech Systems had about $1 million in it, which is running on fumes. The judge said we are not allowed to put evidence on. He literally just let him say that. That event further crippled InfoWars because it worked. And they ran it in hundreds of newspapers, publications saying Jones is worth hundreds of millions of dollars. I had distant family members calling me saying, can I have some money? Then when they did the $1.5 billion judgment in Connecticut, did a 40-something million in Texas, people will believe I'm a billionaire now. In fact, it's had the opposite effect. Everybody like kisses my ass on the street, go, you're a billionaire. We didn't know that. I mean, it's all weird psychology, man. Total cuckoo town, okay? But now, and I can't get into the stuff going on behind the scenes and mediation and the bankruptcy and the rest of it. I'm not going to get into that, but now the other side's completely freaked out because they have all our real books certified by the, you know, the judge, the federal government, the outside accounting firms, and outside firms they hired that came and looked at it. They went, oh, my God, all the things we said about Jones making $65 million in a year didn't make it in 14 years. All of it was lies. Just and people are like, what? I mean, even the plaintiffs are like, what? None of this was true? Yeah, you're damn right it wasn't true. Not one freaking bit of it. And now you're having, and I'm not even happy about this, you're having to eat your own lies. You're having to consume the reality that I'm not Lex Luthor, that I didn't do all these things, that I didn't make money off these people or any of this crap. I mean, it's crazy. $1.5 billion judgment when I had $1 million in the bank. I have $200,000 in the bank right now. And I currently, because the court ruled back when the court still believed that I'm worth hundreds of millions of dollars, that I have to pay half the legal fees. It was 40%. It's half the legal fees of Free Speech Systems. So we're going to skip this break. So when I tell listeners, explain I'm out of money, I'm out of money, folks. And so we're trying to go to the court right now to say, well, if you want me to stay on air, and we're still battling this is still going on, and then we're going to stay on air, we keep fighting, because we're going to win the appeals, and the chapter 11, subchapter 5 is going well because we told the truth, which allows the company to reorganize and continue on. We're months away from Free Speech Systems having an approved plan moving forward and staying on air. Now, me personally, that's a different story. But I don't have any money, so it's just ridiculous. It's like Jones won't pay the $1.5 billion. He's refusing. Again, if I had 3 gallons of blood in my body, and they said, well, you're going to give us 10,000 gallons right now, I'd say, okay, I only have 3 gallons. Go ahead and kill me. I mean, it's like, but we got a judgment for 10,000 gallons. Okay, well, there ain't 10,000 gallons. It'd be like if they said, well, we got a coupon from NASA saying we get all the cheese on the moon. Well, the moon ain't made out of cheese, okay? So the reason I'm giving people an update on this is this. I'm sitting here with no money. And I'm sitting here with free speech stabilized and about to be able to stay on air indefinitely. And then I'm sitting here feeling good about a month ago saying, okay, finally, I'm going to take a week and a half vacation and go check some stuff out while I'm at it and, you know, investigate Zuckerberg and these underground bases, which I'm going to talk about more when I get back this weekend, tomorrow, Sunday. Photos, although we have incredible testimonies, you name it. But then I get, I don't want to say chewed out, but I'm like, to the point where it's like, well, no money's coming in. And when you leave, we don't bring in enough money to even pay the bills. Well, I mean, that's up to listeners, folks. Okay? I have done this 29 years. I'm not complaining, but I can't kill myself. And I really feel like my primary mission is complete. Everybody knows about the New World Order now. We're inside the New World Order. I want to stay on air. We've got more important work to do, like exposing power outage plans they have. We told you they're going to blame on, quote, right-wingers and Christians and, quote, white people. And now that preposterous, ludicrous BS is the top story. We have an important mission to continue on. And I'm not bitching at the listeners. In fact, maybe God wants me to retire. All I'm saying is that we have great products you need regardless. And InfoWars, the world would be a much worse place than it was for InfoWars. I'm very proud of the crew. I'm not busy and complaining, but it's getting to the point where I can't even do my show because I've got to grub around and try to get money. And it's gotten to the point where in the bankruptcy to pay my bills and the legal bills, they go, okay, well, you got $75,000 worth of guns, some of which I got in high school. Just sell those to pay the lawyers.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com.
The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Is that, oh, Jones is this incredible person. How did he have a billion and a half dollar judgment on him? He must have $10 billion. It is preposterous. It is absolute crap. So I don't want to get up here and bitch and complain, and I'm not. Our most important work to come is here. And I love the crew and the infrastructure and the archive and the work we've got. And we need to keep InfoWars on the air. But really, it's just in God's hands, and it's in you out there, whether you're touched by God to support us or not. But everybody really should go. And, I mean, show me. The InfoWarsStore.com, at the very top, it says make a donation. And make a donation right there at the top. One time, sign up to repeated canceling time. Does it charge you? $10, $100, whatever you can do. And all the middle class people and upper middle class people and rich people that sit on the fence, why don't you go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy 20 Alexa Pure water filters and give them to the church, give them to the local police department, give them to your family. Go buy 20 of them. You know, I guarantee you, there's people out there listening that are billionaires, people that are worth hundreds of millions, people that own car dealerships, restaurant chains. I know, I run into you, I see, I know you are. I mean, I've got lots of friends that are worth tons of money. I ought to call them up and say, why don't you make a $1 million donation? I know you're worth $100 million. I mean, maybe that's what we should just get down to, because the left knows how to spend money. The left knows how to double down and pool their resources to dominate us and attack us. You talk about sacrifice. Look at these Fortune 500 companies, hundreds of them, putting out horrible pedophile garbage, and Target and Anheuser-Busch and North Face, and you know, all of them just doubling down, knowing it's going to lose $12 billion, $10 billion, $9 billion, $16 billion, and saying, we don't care. And every time one of them does it and they lose everything, another big corporation bellies up and says, we want to lose money. We want to lose $15 billion because we want kids and we can't stop. And that's our Satan energy, and we're going to have sex with your kids. Target, we're Satanists. We're going to cut your heads off. We're going to rape your children. Your children belong to us. Devil skeletons saying, we love Satan. We're a cult. Handing the fire of Lucifer to a baby who they say they're going to kill. That's the T-shirts at Target. They're committed. We're Satan. Your kids belong to us. We'll lose $10 billion. We'll lose $12 billion. We'll lose $15 billion. We'll do it to dominate. The average Christian conservative, you go to their churches and say, we don't want to violate 501c3. We can't say the government's corrupt. We can't even be against abortion because that's political. No, it's not. Congress shall make no law respecting establishment of religion from the free exercise thereof. And so Congress has no jurisdiction over churches. You stopped being a church when you became 501c3 and opted into a charitable organization. It's a sleight of hand. The Amish haven't been dumb. They haven't done that. That's why they still operate for free. The Hopi Indians haven't done that. They can sit there and take peyote all day long. Even though it's a federal crime to have it, because their First Amendment under religion, under that, trumps it. So again, it's all a fraud, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm not pissed. I actually feel good. I feel liberated. I have never gotten so much love. It has been absolutely insane at airports, at restaurants, and on the street, and just at the grocery store. Love, 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 love. Love, 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 love. I've shaken the last 2 weeks. It's not exaggerating. 500 people's hands. 500 at least. I had one guy come over and say, how dare you show your face? And it was funny as hell. All of a sudden, the lady goes, Alex Jones, I love you. And like, for shaking my hand right in front of him, I go, yeah. I said, that shouldn't have been mean. I said, how dare you show your ugly face? And I repented, and I said a little prayer after it. I shouldn't have done. You can tell the guy was his dad, because he looked like him. The son was like 35, and then the dad was probably like 60. The dad said, you know, why don't you watch your mouth? And I said, why don't you watch yours? Your ugly son, you know, just, and the lady goes, now stop it, Alex. We're all friends. We're in Hawaii, Hawaiian love. And I'm just like, we're hiking up the top of this lighthouse thing, a couple miles up to it. I have lost about 7 more pounds, by the way, I've been hiking and lifting weights every day, so people see it when I get back. I mean, I'm not great, but I've lost 27 pounds the last 2 months, taking my X2 and doing all that, and I'm in Owen Troyer shape. But I'm intending to go down to 210, folks. The biggest I've gotten is up to 280 about 4 or 5 years ago. That's a big bastard, but I'm down to about 245 right now, and I'm going to go all the way down to 210 when I get back. So, and by the way, I always smoke cigars here and there and smoke a few cigarettes when I drank, but I never become an actual hardcore smoker. But all the stress, the craziness last year, I started smoking cigarettes again. I kicked that habit on the trip. So a lot of good news, and I love everybody. And I feel really good, and I appreciate everybody, and the world's all crazy. And I got a lot of news to cover right now. But I said I'd do the show today, and then I wasn't going to do it. And I thought, you know what? I tuned in and I heard Owen, and I said I'd be there, and I'd be there. And there's nowhere I want to be like being on this show. But I couldn't sit there and have all the accounting numbers read to me for an hour and a half. And, have people tell me, get in the game, get in there, raise money, get in there. And I'm just like, do I even have to do that with people? I mean, do folks think InfoWars is something that needs to still be around? Or maybe it doesn't. I'm not complaining. But I just know, that's why I went back to the bankruptcy, that hearing that I'm worth $400 million in a court with a judge saying that's the truth and we're not allowed to talk, and some dude, you know, like a professor type, just making up stuff out of his rear end. I mean, he could have taken a dump on the table and been more accurate. And I'm just sitting there listening to this coup. I mean, that's why people ask, why I laughed about it, why I made a joke about all this, because it's a freaking joke, people. It's total fantasy land. It's completely insane. And just because the left says I'm a KKK member, just because the left says I'm a mastermind criminal, just because the left says I have $400 million, doesn't mean it's true. It's more of their fantasy crap that we're Russian agents and we're going to blow up the power grid. And meanwhile, all the big money people are digging into bunkers like it's the end of the world. I don't know if an asteroid's coming. I'm not sure what's happening, but I just know that the problems are so bad now that it's made my problem small. You know what I mean? It's kind of like you got a broken leg and then you find out your dad's got cancer. And you're not even worried about your broken leg anymore because you find out your dad has cancer. That's a hypothetical. It's just a certain point, like, I mean, they've done such bad stuff to me behind the scenes I haven't even talked about. The nastiness they've done to me in the last few years, my family and things, have been so painful and have been so horrible that they were blessings. It really helped me get my mind together. It really helped me grow up a lot and really realize we were right about the enemy, too. And I actually thank God for allowing the persecution. And I just appreciate God, and I understand that it's in God's plan. But damn it, I don't want to give up. And I wish we were flooded with money. Gosh, it'd be so easy if I wasn't spending half my time scrounging around for money. Yeah, and that's why I have to take more vacations now. I just cannot spend 5 hours a day scrounging around for money. Damn it, I hate it. I absolutely hate it. And, you know, it's just so frustrating. If people would just go to InfoWars.com, you need one of these filters. You need the air filters. They're the highest rated for, again, their leading competitor costs 3 times more, and it's stainless steel. Ours is plastic. But the stainless steel costs like $30 to add on, and then they charge you 3 times more. I mean, so we sell the best water filter, the best air filters for the price you're going to pay. Highest rated, as good as the best, just not all the fancy marketing. And not, they're not bad-looking units either. I mean, the water filters are stainless steel, as good as they get. But what matters is the filters themselves, replacement filters, everything. Everybody needs those. Listen, X3 is going to be selling out soon. It's still discounted. Right now, get your X3. Get your TurboForce. That sale's about to end. The krill oil, all of it. InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Get these products. You need them regardless of supporting the broadcast. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars.com. Please support our local affiliates. We'll be right back. InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you, are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now. But in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price. It's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to hit the big news that I was just talking about, and the Senate passing the debt ceiling, and what's happening with Russia, and so much more here on this live Friday edition. And again, I'll be back next week hosting all of my show and more, re-energized and ready to go. Also, a lot of big breaking news. We're going to be laying out a lot of surprises next week. I'll just leave it at that. But first off, I just want to finish what I was saying about financing and funding. We have really great products you need. Books, films, T-shirts, water filtration, air filtration, affordable food, incredible high-quality supplements, the very best you're going to find. But we've been in a catch-22 of not even having enough money, as you know, to keep the best-selling products in stock. We're always just treading water, so we never have enough money to actually get what we need into the future and fix it. And I thought that we'd kind of clawed our way out of this, but of course we haven't. God likes to do this to me, and I'm sure it's in some reason. Lord works in mysterious ways. So I'm just asking folks, go to InfoWarsStore.com, make a donation, buy some of the products, and just realize that's how we finance ourselves. And do not believe the lie that has now been certified to be a lie in federal bankruptcy court with outside auditors, three different outside auditing companies, two brought in by the plaintiffs, and then another third-party group we brought in, all found the same thing. Everything I said was totally true. Everything I always said was the truth. And it was actually worse than what I said. I had less money than I said I had. And I got audited by the IRS for a year. They said, oh, yep, pass the audit. I mean, it just goes on and on. It's been a lot of fun, okay? But I don't get up here, and I don't whine. I don't bitch. I don't complain. I'm just letting you know I've been put through a damn meat grinder. Actually felt pretty good, like a massage. But I'm serious about that. I was never a masochist. I am now. I actually enjoy it. Strange how those things work. It's like the French, you know, left Canada after they left France and went down to Louisiana. And you know, they didn't like crawfish at first, but they sure got to where they liked them. Now they love them. That's how it all works. You know, people didn't used to eat lobsters up in Maine. That was something they made the prisoners eat. And then it became a gourmet dish. I actually love lobsters. So, see, this is an analogy of masochism here. But seriously, the enemy's tactic of saying we had all this extra money got them the giant judgments. They knew they were lying, in my view, my opinion. And now it's hurt them because there's no money to even do a settlement with them. Thereby believes we've got all this money. It's insane. So it shows the one-dimensional mindset of the enemy where they do things and they don't think about what that's actually going to do down the road. When I say the enemy, I don't mean the families. I mean the courts, the bureaucracy, the media, the whole corrupt system that just wants to fundraise off of Alex Jones being the devil and Alex Jones, you know, must be destroyed and all the rest of it, which, again, they don't think down the road. What do they think if you have a discredited power structure and a discredited system that's hated? And Congress has a 7% approval rating, and the media has an 8% approval rating, and in national Gallup polls, the most unpopular things in America, other than like cockroaches and cancer, is the media and Congress and the government. And so then the system says I'm the devil for a decade or more intensely, in the last 7 years, super intensely. And then they wonder why I'm a folk hero in people's views. I'm not bragging. It's what I'm seen as. And why I'm seen as the black sheep and avant-garde and cutting edge, which I don't even really deserve. I mean, I've been a good talk show host. I've cared about freedom. I've said a lot of things that were accurate. I've had a lot of amazing guests on. But, I mean, I'm not as cool as people think I am now. I mean, it's like Elvis Presley, folks. And by the way, the media makes jokes about this. That's it. I'm going to go out on cameras and show you. I'm going to go out on cameras and show you. I'm getting mobbed everywhere. Because now I realize how much they hate that. But, I mean, what do they think they did? What do they think is going on? What do they think is happening? Last night, I had six women in bikinis as I'm walking my pathway at the hotel, come up from the beach, and start jumping all over me and grabbing me and hopping up and down. I mean, folks, and then it happened again, again, and again, and again. And again, I'm not bragging. I want the enemy to know you screwed up. Everyone hates you. Everyone hates your freaking guts. So you think you radiated me and destroyed me? No. You made me 10 times stronger. But I don't care about that. I want to stop nuclear war because I figure out, oh, great. People know I'm vindicated. They know I told the truth. They know that the government's out of control. The corporations are out of control. And so they see me as the super good guy because the bad guys are against me. Great. The public's figured that out. I don't really care about that. It makes it okay to deal with the pain and the attacks. You know, the enemy's failing. But are they failing nuclear war? Are they failing with GMOs? Are they failing with 5G? Are they failing with face scanning to buy and sell? Are they failing with drag queen pedophile time? Are they failing with the fentanyl shipping in and the mass suicides and death? No. They're kicking our ass. And they're kicking the ass of their own minions. So that's why I want to continue on air. That's why I want to continue on fighting. And what's beautiful is our whole catalog of reporting is bigger than ever. Bohemian Grove and Skull and Bones and Jeffrey Epstein and just Waco and 9/11 and everything I did is being dug out by people that recorded it. It's being found in archives, being re-uploaded, and I can't even keep track of it anymore. Hundreds of videos a day with hundreds of thousands of views apiece, some with millions. Do the math. Tens of millions of views a day without even looking. That's all of our own victories, the listeners, the viewers. So I'm kind of giving you a status report on where InfoWars is right now. I'm giving you a status report on what it's like, but it's this weird paradox where we don't have enough money to run the operation. We're treading water. And talk radio is so crazy and so, in trouble that industry is falling apart. All the leftist companies are going bankrupt. Their media systems are just closing their doors. I mean, we're in a very serious time. So it's best of times, worst of times. And all I'm saying is it was known months ago when Jamie Foxx disappeared and had this stroke. And I talked to sources very close to him that he indeed didn't want to take the shot, took the shot, was pissed off about it. We know that Ice Cube and others refused to take the shot and lost, like, what was it, $89 million on one of these movie sets of this cult that wants to control your body. And so then Mike Tyson came out and said, no, I talked to Jamie Foxx's people. It is the shot. Then they attacked Mike Tyson for it. Then another journalist talked to the people close to him and confirms that's what happens. But we cover it. And 2 days later, it's on CNBC, MSNBC, Yahoo News, everywhere. And again, that's because this audience, not me, you're able to get something and punch it out. Great, another great example. One of the top things on Instagram and Twitter right now is Mark Zuckerberg's End Times Bunker. And that headline's up on InfoWars.com. It's going viral everywhere. And he's been building this bunker for 4 years, 5 years. And it looks like some kind of Mars base or something over here. These big dome buildings to cover up what he's doing. But we talked to insiders about what he is building. It's crazy. I'll reveal it all next week. That's going super viral. Again, this is a brain trust. This is precious. This is not about Alex Jones. It's about all of us. So I want to thank you all and salute you all for your support. And so many people come up to me and they say, the most common thing is, we know you've been through hell for all of us. We appreciate you and we back you and we thank you for taking it, on the chin like this. For all of us. And I say, absolutely, I want to do this for everybody because none of us are going to make it out of this. We don't do it. Thank you. But I say, please spread the word about the podcast and please support it because we're treading water here, ladies and gentlemen. And, part of this process of them trying to break me, part of this process of them trying to destroy me is why I told you about 6 months ago, I said, I'm going to take off a week out of the month. So that means if I don't take off for, a couple months, I'm going to take off 2 weeks because I got to spend time with my family. I got to get in shape. I got to get closer to God. I've got to spend time to research and meditate, on what's good and what's wholesome. And, I've had some family that I've not spent enough time with. And I've had some family that's been having some medical problems. I'll see with that. And, hey, when family members won't go to the doctor and they're having serious issues, I make them go to the doctor. I take them to the doctor. So some days I'm not there. It's because I'm taking a family member to the doctor, making them go to the doctor. And I'm just sorry. At this point, my family comes first. I've done my mission. I want to launch my new mission. But it's up to you whether we continue or not. InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is about to sell out.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live Friday edition. I'll be back in Austin, Texas tonight. Owen Schroyer is riding shotgun with me right now. And I know he's got some really big guests and information coming up here today. But, Owen, this Jamie Foxx thing, Stalin said one man dies. It's a statistic. If 10,000, or one man dies, it's a tragedy. 10,000 die, it's a statistic. Jamie Foxx is a very likable guy. They're trying to suppress what really happened to him. And as it comes out that it was the shot that did it, it's going to further damage these globalists so they can't try to do this again. So it's not just about getting him justice. It's about saving all the particularly children they're coming after. So one man dies is a tragedy. 10,000 die, it's a statistic. But why do you think suddenly It's on CNBC and Yahoo News and everywhere else, and Microsoft, it's on their site. Why do you think suddenly they're admitting this?
Well, this is a pretty standard media phenomenon where people want the big story. They want the big breaking story. They want to generate the clicks, the revenue, the views. And so perhaps they have been either completely ignorant to what happened to Jamie Foxx, Or they've been instructed, you're not going to cover this. It might be a vaccine injury, so we're not going to talk about this. But then when we covered it on the Alex Jones Show earlier this week, it became a top story. It was trending on Twitter, and then everybody started to want to report on it. So I think, Alex, it was watching InfoWars and Alex Jones. It's not like we had the exclusive. This story's been in the news for weeks, if not months even. It's just we had the audience. The audience then made the story go viral. And so all the other news outlets were like, well, InfoWars doesn't get to have this exclusive. Alex Jones doesn't get to break this story. We're going to break it. We're going to pretend like we're breaking it now. So the information was already out there.
No, you just hit it. You just hit it. That's why we are able to force stuff out. Because once it causes a big enough snowball, they go, okay, well, it's already out. We're losing clicks. And then they go with it. Their own greed factor will end up bringing them down.
And we've seen this with other stuff, too. But here's what the people need to understand that aren't following the news like we are. Any other instance where you have a major Hollywood celebrity like Jamie Foxx, this guy's been in huge blockbuster movies. In fact, they just released another movie, Alex. They're promoting it right now. It's just about to come out, called The Strays. Jamie Foxx is one of the voice actors in it. So they're promoting Jamie Foxx in the next big upcoming movie. He's in multiple commercials right now. MGM Grand, I believe, is one of the people that pay him to be the face of their marketing campaign. And so he's still everywhere. He's still on TV. He's still in movies. He's still the top guy. But yet they won't talk about him being hospitalized for how long now? 2-3 weeks? Why are they covering that up? The answer is obvious, Alex. They know it's a vaccine injury. I'd be extremely concerned. I don't know what state Jamie Foxx is in, because who knows what we can trust from the media. I'd be extremely concerned if I was his family right now, not just because of what he's going through physically in response to perhaps.
They may kill him just to silence it.
That's what I was going to say, Alex, and I'm afraid to say it. I don't like to say it. I don't like to talk about it. But let's be honest. If Jamie Foxx was trying to resist this vaccine on multiple occasions, and he got forced by whoever it was in Hollywood on these film shoots to take this vaccine, and that ends up maybe destroying his life. I mean, we're talking about a man who dedicated, I don't know how old he is, at least 40, I would say, who dedicated his life to being a top actor. He's been in music videos. He's been a great voice actor. He's very into physical fitness and health. And then for him to have his whole life destroyed because of this vaccine medical tyranny, that's not a minor story, Alex. That's a big story.
It's the type of things. One man dies is a tragedy. 10,000 dies is a statistic. Well, somebody like Jamie Foxx, who really is a likable and top movie star, I hate most of them. I mean, I really like Jamie Foxx. He's a great actor. Every movie I see him in, I'll watch him because I like Jamie Foxx. I don't even go to movies anymore. I hardly watch Netflix. But, oh, Jamie Foxx, I'll watch him. He's funny. He's really good at Horrible Bosses. But the point is that they do force them in Hollywood, or they kick them off the set. And the word is, this is what happened. It's come out from the sources. Mike Tyson knows Jamie well. I know another big talk show host knows Jamie. This is the intel he got. And by the way, we should check the date. I think this is over a month old, Owen. First it was he was sick, he's not there, and then I was told by the source over a month ago. I'm pretty sure it was over a month ago. No, the word is it's a shot, but don't say anything yet. And then Tyson came out, and then I said something, and then now this reporter came out to talk to people close to it. So that's what's going on. In fact, I'm going to make a phone call today to this other talk show host I know that's friends with Jamie. And, get on this. But I would expect that we're going to hear some big stuff about this very, very soon. And this has got to be scaring Pfizer in them, because they knew this would kill a bunch of people. But I guarantee you they were giving saline lots to the Hollywood crowds. But in some cases, it gets mixed up. It's kind of like on the set of Rust, some crazy person. By the way, I don't like Alec Baldwin. And he obviously lied. He didn't pull the trigger. And Alec Baldwin's killed way more people than I have. But you know, that's the joke. But he's an anti-gunner. But it's the fault of the armor. It's the fault of who put live rounds on the damn set. No one's supposed to have those on the set. And then, look, I think somebody set it up, one of the insurance or something. I don't know. Or Baldwin, okay? So he's an idiot. But does he deserve to go to jail for this? No. I mean, it's not even involuntary manslaughter, because you don't know. Well, he was drunk driving a car. He's handed a gun. He pulls the trigger in the movie. They all pull triggers in movies with blanks. But the point is, I'm segueing out of that. Think how big it is that Alec Baldwin shot somebody. Think how big it is when another person has cancer that's big in Hollywood. Yeah, you're totally right, Owen. Where is the Jamie Foxx news? Why aren't they covering it more? That's so obvious.
And it's because it's obviously a cover-up, and then you say, well, why would they cover it up? And then you point to, well, it's the vaccine injury. And I think, you know, the coverage of this has obviously been muddied, but I think the phenomenon was he originally had to stop filming over a month ago. He was having some health problems. I think they had to stop filming, and maybe he did go to a hospital. And then I think they may have tried to get him back on the set to resume filming, and then his health just went south, and I guess he's in his worse shape now than ever. Again, this is just kind of based off of some of the
muddy
reporting.
Yeah, so that's what I was told over a month ago, is that he was sick from a shot, according to his friends, and was pissed. We know he came back on the set, was blowing up like 3 weeks ago, then had to go to the hospital. So that's what happens. Spike protein starts growing, so that's the intel we've got.
And how sick is it, Alex, even now that it's not even a debate. We have all the studies that the vaccine does more harm than good. That we have their own slides from their PowerPoints. They knew about the complications, the heart problems, the myocarditis, everything. We knew all of it. And what jerk says you're still going to have to take this vaccine? I mean, it's unbelievable at this point, Alex. And, yet,
and by the way, Hollywood is the only... Not even the U.S. military. You hit it on the nail there, Owen. Hollywood is the only group still making people take the shot.
And they love you so much, though. You know, they're going to virtue signal. They're going to put out all their little, they do their little sing-song videos during COVID. Oh, everybody lock down and wear your mask and take your vax. You know, it's actually one of the sickest things ever. And it's funny. I think the creators of South Park, Matt Stone and Trey Parker, they released the video, the movie, one of the all-time great movies, Team America. And I think it was 1999 or something. Their analysis of Hollywood in that decades-old film is still the best analysis of Hollywood. These are a bunch of selfish a-holes. They're selfish a-holes that only care about themselves, Alex. That's all they care about. That's it. There's nothing more to these people. And the fact they get idolized, and there might even be something to it where they know that they're worthless. They know that they don't deserve to be making all this money. They know they don't deserve this lifestyle that they live and to be worshipped and all this stuff. And so they feel bad that they're in this position they don't deserve. And so they have to virtue signal. Like, they know they don't deserve the praise. They know that they're jerks.
Well, I think it's worse than that, Owen. Well, what they are is they're followers that are told what to do. They're owned by... the producers, they're owned by the culture out there. Only the smartest ones end up getting in positions of power, becoming producers themselves. And so they're told what to do. So they're slaves, high-paid slaves. That's why we know once a star gets old, their catalog is going to be worth more when they're dead. They kill them. So and that also happens in the rock business. It's documented. It's real. You know, that's what goes on with these people. And so it's done over and over again. And so look at the Nexium cult. Look at Harvey Weinstein. It's all about turning humans into a commodity. And so Hollywood's like, we're going to make everybody take the shot. We're told that by our shareholders that are pharma companies, the Chinese and others. And so if that meant they could reopen right away, well, we're going to make everybody take the shot because we're not going to close down. And so now so many people in Hollywood have quit or left. Who's the guy that's in the Shawshank Redemption? He's a big
Timothy Robbins. Tim Robbins.
Yeah. He's come out in a bunch of interviews. And said it's a cult, we're brainwashed, Pfizer's bad, the shots are deadly, the lockdowns are wrong, it hurt children, I was wrong, they want to take our bodies over. Again, yes, Tim Robbins, leave the cult, save yourself and your family, yes.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.